I think you said 2009, you cried every day. The first time I visited there during the first Intifada, I cried every day for 2 weeks. This is long before Gaza. It was already so horrendous, so inhumane, so ugly, so evil, so hypocritical. None of us at that time, you in 2009 or me, and indeed I was in Palestine in 2023, 2022 I should say, working in the West Bank with Palestinian women who had been tortured in Israeli jails. The Israelis are really good at torturing people. Really good at it. But even knowing all the history and having seen it with their own eyes, and even having seen the repeated Israeli devastations of Gaza, bombing campaigns, which elegantly they call mowing the lawn. That's what they call it. And even knowing that the Israeli sociologist Brooke Kimmerling called Gaza the world's largest concentration camp decades ago, I don't think any of us could have foreseen the extent of what they've done now. This truly is a watershed for human evil and for the fullest expression of the Western colonial mind. This sounds harsh, but it's true. The state of Israel and the justification for its existence are crimes against all humanity. The state is the worst of the human spirit manifested into a fully functioning government. It's an issue that goes way beyond Jewishness. It goes way beyond Jews against Palestinians. See, I don't think we Jews are any different from anybody else. I've always said, when people say, how can Jews do this after what happened to them? You know what my response is? We Jews have just as much right to be mass murderers as everybody else. We're just human beings. This is not just a Jewish issue. It's an issue of the nature of the world that we live in, the forces that govern it, the nature of the system that dominates this world right now. And its most concentrated expression is Gaza right now. So that's what we see from space when you look at Gaza, is what this system, never mind Israel, never mind Jews or Palestinians, what this system is capable of. And if that does not, and that's going to be at some point seen as a real watershed in human history, as Angela Davis said, a real litmus point.